You're listening to SBS News.
The latest images to emerge from West Papua show a reverend with a stab wound to the head and eight other people with brutal injuries. Andy Ogatai was among that group of Papuans and claims they were only moments away from being executed by the Indonesian military. Victor Yaimo from the West Papuan National Committee says the local civil militia ambushed the group's car a few kilometres out from Jayapura last week, following an independence demonstration at the governor's office. When the nine Papuans refused to get out of the car, they say dozens of civil militia members smashed the windows and dragged them out, sitting them down in front of three armed soldiers at the rear of a building.
They talked to them to sit down. Sit down all them, and then after that, the military, TNI, with its troops came directly, and they opened the key of the gun to ready for shoot them. And after that, the TNI talked to the civil militia to prepare for the car to bring their body.
They managed to get away, but claim many of their injuries were inflicted by militia members as police were leading the Papuan group away. It follows reports from local media of at least three civilians being killed and 1,500 people being displaced in the Puncak Regency of West Papua following an Indonesian military crackdown. The exiled West Papuan independence leader Benny Wenda says the situation in his homeland is escalating. He's calling on the United Nations to intervene in West Papua before it becomes, in his words, the next East Timor.
I don't want this to happen like East Timor before too late. And I want to inform that I really need the Pacific leader to recall again to the United Nations High Commissioner to visit West Papua before too late.
He's also calling on Australia to condemn the violence in West Papua.
West Papua is a time bomb, so it's never... This issue never go away in eye of Australia, and we need Australia come out and, you know, make public statement about the humanitarian crisis in West Papua.
Hundreds more Indonesian troops have been flown to West Papua following more than 2 weeks of demonstrations calling for an independence referendum. In Manokwari, the capital of West Papua province, a protest march was blocked by soldiers. The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, James Merape, is calling on the Indonesian government to exercise restraint.
I totally condemned if there are any violence and killings on the other side. I, as I speak, do not have accurate information as to exactly what is happening on the other side, but no human beings deserve to be killed, especially in their own land.
Indonesia's security minister, Wiranto, says police have banned violent demonstrations and speeches promoting separatism in Papua.
There isn't a country in this world that doesn't have an issue with separatism. It's inevitable. That's what we must oppose and neutralise.
But Benny Wenda is urging his fellow West Papuans to continue fighting for independence.
I want to encourage my people, keep your, heart in the, spirit alive, and you are not alone. And what's happening in West Papua is alarming the world.
Four Australians have reportedly been deported from West Papua for participating in recent pro-independence demonstrations. Amy Hall, SBS News.